Nice having all this warm weather early, but the bugs are liking it, too.
They think it's nice.
Bugs are out. All sorts of bugs. So we've got the bug guy in the studio, University of Maryland entomologist Mike Raup. Is it because of the warm weather that we've got all these bugs out now?
Yeah, Bruce. What happened is everything simply got advanced. What normally would occur about a month from now is occurring right now. So I had mosquitoes in my bathroom last week. I had ticks on my legs this week. There's an outbreak of cankerworms in Richmond as we speak. Ugh. The bugs are just going nuts. I think this is going to be a very buggy year.
Wow. Mosquitoes this early? I mean, how early do we ordinarily see them?
Well, they do overwinter, but they don't normally become active until a little bit later in April, May is when we start to be concerned about these things. But hey, these guys are out flying right now. They're going to be biting soon.
Oh, no.
Now, what about stink bugs? We already dealt with trying to keep them out of the house, but they're just... There's so many of them now. Is it because they just weren't killed off over the winter?
Well, actually, they come indoors and they basically chill out in our attics. And this is their protection
we
from being...
We should say Mike is holding up a bag of stink bugs and he has in his left
hand. And these are just the
right
ones
now.
I collected on the way out of the house this morning,
is
guys.
That right?
So the
must be a dozen in there.
The stink bugs are on the march. They're moving outdoors. Really, this winter didn't affect their overwintering. They did just fine this year, trust me. But they're starting early, so they're moving out into the landscape now. They're finding trees and shrubs to feed on and lay eggs. And then they're going to start to get over into our peaches, our apples, which are already beginning to be on the trees. This is very early for our fruit crops as well.
How much kind of damage could we see this year? Would agriculture take a big hit this
season?
Well,
what I'm really concerned with, Mike, is the last time we had one of these unusually warm springs was 2010. And if you'll recall, that was the watershed year for stink bugs. So what I'm concerned with is when we have these real pushes, this unseasonably warm weather in April and May, this really seems to set up the possibility for greater numbers of stink bugs. It also gives them time to complete a second generation. That's what didn't happen last year. It was so cool and wet, they never got off the ground. But this year, they're well advanced. I think we're going to see that second generation hit in midsummer.
Man. Now, you mentioned that big year of 2010. We didn't have much to fight them. Are there things on the market now to help us fight stink bugs?
Absolutely. There are a number of products we've worked with. Some of these in the lab, these are ready-to-use products that a homeowner can buy and apply to their tomatoes and things like this. Our fruit growers also now have the tools they need to help manage these stink bugs.
Now, are these products safe? I know there are a lot of folks out there like organic, especially in their own backyards. Are there products that are natural that we can use that aren't harmful either to us or to anyone else?
Mike, one of the ones I really, really like is a compound called spinosad. This product is so safe, it's actually on EPA's reduced risk list. It is also a product approved for organic growers. So this is something you could spray on your tomatoes, on your peppers, and get a little retribution on these stink bugs.
Yeah. We're knocking you out of the park.
One word of caution here, it does not kill the adult stink bugs. So when you see those little nymphs, those little tick-like black guys running around on the vegetables, those are the guys you want to go after with your spinosad.
This is all going to get worse over the summer, isn't it?
Well, it's going to build. And again, for these insects that have multiple generations, and now we're talking about things like stink bugs,
right?
Asian tiger mosquitoes, spider mites, the aphids, things with multiple generations, because development has been advanced. It's warm. They're simply going to whip through more generations. It could be a bad year.
Before we let you go, we've talked about agriculture, but all of us have to worry about things that mosquitoes can carry, that ticks can carry, these insects that often, you know, will carry blood.
Right.
Will they have to do in our area special spraying this year if we have more than usual?
Well, I know the mosquito control commissions are already surveying for mosquitoes here. Again, West Nile virus, St. Louis encephalitis, some of these very nasty diseases that mosquitoes can carry are being watched right now. For people, when they go outdoors to walk the dogs, the ticks are already active.
Right.
Avoid places where ticks may be found. Stay to the center of the trail. Stay on walkways. Inspect yourself when you get inside and remove those ticks within 24 hours, and your chances of getting Lyme disease or ehrlichiosis go way, way down. So,
boy of the bubble.
Yep.
We love having you come in, Mike. Thanks
so much.
Mike. My pleasure, guys. Good luck.
University of Maryland entomologist Mike Raup.